It isn't easy being green. It isn't easy being blue. It isn't easy to burn the things you touch. Well, for everyone besides me, that is. Welcome, students. Welcome to Night Vale High School. A deadly gas leak has caused an emergency evacuation here in the high school. We were asked to describe the culprit. Many of us reported seeing green and white in various places. To be honest, some of the gas is seeping into the closet, guys, and it's kind of bothering me. Just a second. Well, there, I shoved a towel under the door. That should keep anything unwanted out. Though it may also trap what is already in here. In here. Too spooky for me, listeners. Let's move on. The literary club mistook February break for spring break, and now none of the doors here in Night Vale High will close properly. As a safety precaution, we are asking any students who take gymnastics to avoid using any trampolines or springboards. You will be floored if you do. Regarding the upcoming competition, The Whisper, the musical director of the school had announced that he will run a competition of his own named Night Vale Idol. Again, upon hearing this news, the literary club started their engines and left them running. Well, here in Night Vale High, we know that two is better than one. Two heads to play football, two mysterious appearances of flying metal inventions, and now, two for one sale on duck feathers. Lunch Lady Bulinda insisted that she has enough leeks to make her next menu. That, and the gym teachers are now treating the duck feathers and the duck scuff mark as a sign for something much bigger and a lot better at insurance claims. Well, students, the Valentine's Day dance has come and gone, and as you well know, I did not go. Well, I wish I had it. See, I stood outside waiting for Zoe to come and, well, she didn't. I'm sure she had a good reason to. Hang on, listeners, I just got a text. Oh, it's from Zoe. It says that she couldn't go because she heard the dance had food with some seasonings in it and she was allergic to them. That's all? I don't think that's a very good reason. She could have just avoided eating the food. I mean, okay, hang on, I got another text. She said that she was really sorry and she wants to know if I want to go see a movie tonight. She wants to go see Melted. Oh, I've heard of that. I listened to their preview song, Do You Want to Build a Sandcastle? It's fabulous. Okay. Maybe it wasn't so bad that she didn't go, because now we can be sitting next to each other in a dark room, the highest peak of romantic environment for a student my age. Back on topic. Students, the gas leak has turned out to be various large Japanese leaks, so they're recalling the evacuation and asking students to return. And that anyone who has a good stew recipe regarding and including leeks is encouraged to share it with Lunch Lady Bulinda this afternoon. I got this message a few minutes ago. The popular lizard kind should have entered with the bell. Alright guys, I'll let you know if there. Oh. Okay, people are starting to come in now. Okay, students, just so you know, because I didn't leave, they might think that I thought I was kind of special, and let's just make it clear, if they see me, don't let them know I stayed inside here, okay? Because I'll get electroshock therapy for that. On a more serious note, we have recently received a cease and desist order from the city council. I will read it to you. To Envy High Closeteer. In an effort to squash any new creative thought processes from the teenage school body, the city council, along with the underground police force, are asking you to cease and desist your NV High radio show. We noticed that you changed your identifying logo to that of a blood-bathed creepy school, but we do not want you to express your right to free speech or imply your own young ideals of crazed indifference. After all, you're just going to grow up and become your parents anyway. So why bother even trying? Give it up while you still can, or the underground police will seek you out, erase your memory, and confiscate your other sock. Oh, of course the city council is working with my mother. Well, envy high. To that I say, franks and beans. This is nothing but a fishing expedition trying to divide and conquer us. I have never given in to pressure, not even when my mother forbid me to speak in public. My only mission is to deliver the truth as it happens here in Nightvale High. So I will continue to walk backwards and recite Shakespeare to anyone who tries to stop me. And if the sock dragon should ever try and find me, I will howl at the moon, sip Earl Grey tea, and do a load of delegates. For one cannot wage a battle with softener sheets, but you sure can avoid static cling. On a more happier note, Zoe had asked me a question during trick today. She apologized for screaming when she first saw me. The burn marks that cover my arms frightened her, as they do to most of the population here at school. To that I say, hey, at least I'm not that girl who has blue eyes. People will run terrified from her. Well, to get back on track, she asked me how I got them. I informed her that even though I'm definitely no pyromaniac, I'll show her after school. Well, students, don't forget the roller derby competition. Come support our NVH team as we roll off against the Desert Bluffs team. Zoe has chosen to be a part of this sport. I expressed my concern with the dangerous blood-spilling sport, but she informed me that she is invincible and strong. I stopped laughing when she quickly pinned me to a locker with great force. She seems to find it funny that every time she does those things, my bell collar rings. Honestly, it's not amusing, just inconvenient. Although I can't really say I mind. It makes her laugh, which is rare. Well, students, as you walk home tonight, avoid those speed bumps and think about something. Think about creativity. Think about wonderful, wonderful freedom. And think about how without those, you could not possibly obsess and be the crazed otaku that you are. Think about fandoms. Appreciate the freedom that we can have by appreciating those who make us go incredibly insane and stay up late on various sites. Well, students, I thank you for listening, and good evening, Nightvale High School. Good evening. Nightvale High is an unofficial, fan-made spin-off of the original podcast Welcome to Nightvale. I do not in any way claim any of the brilliant ideas of Joseph Fink or the wonderful voice of Cecil Baldwin. Please, I do have to pay $9 to keep this up and running for it to even be able to be listened to on any website. I'm a very poor high schooler and it's $9 a month, so if you are willing to help me out, anything you can give is really important. You can go to my Tumblr, nightvalehighpodcast.tumblr.com. There on the upper left-hand corner on computer devices, you will find the donate button. Thanks.